The views and opinions expressed on the following program are that of the host and their guests, and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJAM FM.
To get back to the warning that I've received, you may take it with however many grains of salt you wish, that the brown acid that is circulating around us is not specifically too good. It's suggested that you do stay away from that. Of course, it's your own trip, so be my guest, but please be advised that there is a warning on that one, okay?
CJAM 99.1 FM, keeping your radio in a constant state of redefinition, and now reaching higher ground in Windsor and Detroit.
You're listening to Wind City Sports
on CJAM
99.1 FM.
Now reaching higher ground in Windsor and Detroit. Yo, what's good? You're listening to CJAM Radio 99.1 FM, where we are now reaching higher ground in Windsor and Detroit. You're listening to Windsor's only local sport podcast with your host, as always, Drake DeMore. This is Wind City Sports. Wind City Sports is here on CJAM every Thursday with new episodes live at 8 p.m., replays on Mondays at 12 noon p.m., and you can hear every single one of our old shows on SoundCloud.com, CJAM.ca, now also featured on the Wii Podcast site and app. And as well, we also have a Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram account. We'll talk all about that at the end of the show, as we normally do. Today is Thursday, November 23rd, 2017, here in Windsor, Ontario, and it is episode 73 of Wind City Sports. Our Windsor Spitfires are not playing at the WFCU Center right now, as they normally are for their regular Thursday night games, but they've pushed it to Friday. We have a Friday night game, that being tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. at the WFCU Center, where they will be taking on Kingston. We have a little bit of Windsor Spitfire news to talk about later on. Gabriel Velarde was sent back down to Windsor. We have all the details to talk about following the interview portion of our show this week. We also have a little bit of news in regards to the Windsor Express. Of course, Windsor Lancers news. We'll be talking about our men's hockey team and men's and women's basketball teams. But before we get to all that, we'll bring us to our guest for this week. First and foremost, I want to give a shout out and thank you to Coach Cedric Benn of the Windsor Amateur Boxing Club. He actually coaches at multiple different gyms throughout the city, but that being his main location, he reached out to me to do some interviews with some of his fighters or boxers that are going to be competing in the provincial championships. That being the 2018 Golden Gloves Provincial Championships in Toronto, Ontario, in about 2 weeks, between December 7th and December 10th. They'll be taking place at the Toronto Don Valley Institute in Toronto. They also have a fundraiser tomorrow night, actually, Friday night, at the Walkerville Brewery. We will have all the details on that at the end of the show, and you can also find them online if you search us up on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. And more specifically about our guests this week, we actually have two interviews for you, one from Hunter Lee and another from Tucker Myers. Tucker's been boxing for about 5 years and has a lot of fights under his belt, to say the least. And it's his first time going to the provincial championship, so we talk all about how he got into boxing and his love for it, and how he feels going into the provincial championships for the first time as an adult. Now that he's 18, he's stepping up to the big boy leagues. And Tuck Myers is a young 15-year-old kid right here from Windsor, Ontario. He's been boxing for 2 years, and his first fight ever actually was in the provincial championships. He talks about that a little bit in his interview. We just talk about how he got into it. He's an athlete in other sports and decided to give boxing a try and just kind of ran with it. He's had a number of fights under his belt as well, and he's said to be enjoying it. But we'll hear all about it right from himself later on in the show, actually in a few very brief moments. But before we get to our interviews with Hunter Lee and Tuck Myers, we got two orders of business that we do every week here on Wind City Sports. First off, it's our Windsor Lancers Athletes of the Week. From our women's volleyball team, it's Paige Fills, and from our men's hockey team, Connor Haas. Paige lit up the court this past weekend when the Lancers volleyball team took on the Western Mustangs. The first year sensation led the team with 24 kills, 18 digs, 2 blocks, 1 ace, and 26 points. While Connor had a great weekend for the Lancers men's hockey team, as he helped lead the team to 2 dominant wins over the Ryerson Rams and the York Lions, including 2 goals in the Lancers' 5-3 win over York. So congratulations to the both of them on becoming our Windsor Lancers Athletes of the Week for this week. And now we're going to have to hear a quick little PSA from CJAM, the things that keep us alive here at the station, to keep doing what we do, to provide you shows like Wind City Sports and all of our other spoken word shows and music programs. And following that, we're going to get right into the interview with Hunter Lee. And following that, immediately we'll hear from Tuck Myers, so don't go anywhere.
There are so many ways to listen to CJAM FM. You can hear us at 99.1 FM on your radio dial, stream us online anytime at www.cjam.ca, or download archives from the website to take with you on your preferred listening device. You can tune in on Cogeco Cable 285, or download the UWindsor app and click on the CJAM button. But no matter how you tune in CJAM 99.1 FM, we're reaching higher ground in Windsor, Detroit, and beyond.
It seems like he's got a good background here. We want to talk about how he got into boxing and what drew him towards it. Were you thrown into it, or were you appealing to it?
Well, I started off playing football, and I was really drawn to that. But I was a smaller kid, and I was always wanting to get like in really good shape. And my mom always told me that boxers have very good physiques and were in really good shape. So she threw me into the Windsor Amateur Boxing Club. And I started out here for a month. And they saw a really good potential in me. And then I had my first fight a month later at a club show. Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty quick.
Yeah, really quick. It's usually not like that. Yeah. They just threw me in right away.
That's awesome. That's good that they seen that in you, though, right?
Yeah.
They kind of seen some promise in you. And seemed like you're an athletic kid, so you probably just kind of picked it up quick.
How it happened, yeah.
I wasn't sure if maybe like you seen like UFC or boxing, or like, that's what I want to do.
No, I never really watched boxing until I started getting fights, and I really took more interest into it, because I was very good at it, and coming in, winning my first fight, and I was just like, okay, yeah. Maybe I do want to pursue this.
Yeah, sometimes that just sparks it, right? So you remember going through that first fight and kind of thinking like, holy crap, I can't believe
this. Yeah, no, the adrenaline was crazy. Yeah. Like, it was ridiculous.
Did you play any other sports besides football, or were you just kind of a football guy? And
I played football, like school sports, volleyball, track, cross country. But besides that, it got to a point where I had to pick between football and boxing, and I saw a bigger future in boxing than football, so now
different kind of sport. It's more individual, so you see, like, I can do this, I can train, and
exactly.
I can excel.
If I train hard and want to do good, like, that's on me. It's an individual sport.
Yeah, you put the pressure on yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Awesome. So obviously, you began training here with Cedric at the Windsor Amateur Boxing Club. But how old were you when you started?
I was 12 years old.
Oh, wow. So you started when you were pretty young.
Yeah.
17, 18 now?
Yeah, 17, 18.
So a good 5 years of boxing.
Yeah.
More than me, you know?
Yeah.
That's good, man. And like you said, just going back a little bit, like, I just wanted to be as big as possible. Everyone, every guy has that mentality or thought at one point in their life. So don't be like, you know, I just kind of wanted to.
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with that. That's cool. But like you said, you came in and started training and just kind of started killing it right away. There wasn't any thought of like, man, this isn't for me or anything like that, or what?
There's points in my career where I thought, is this what I want to be doing? But like, especially when training is hard, and then you keep thinking about yourself, like, is this really what I want to do? But the winning and the success is worth it 100%, and like the enjoyment I get of being in the ring, how I feel, is unbeatable.
Yeah, the benefits to it really outweigh anything.
For sure,
And there's always a mental aspect to it. Like, you might come home after a day of training and be like, man, what the hell happened?
Yeah.
But there's always a chance to step it back up and get back to where you were, right? So that's awesome, man. And you said you enjoyed it right away, or what? Did it grow on you at all?
I got into it really fast. And then midway through, I don't know, like, the pressure really got to me, and I had to really think, is this sport for me? And then I obviously had to get more mentally tough from, like, it was that 13, 14 age. I didn't know if I wanted it, but then I got over
it's
it.
Critical and, age. And
yeah.
And Cedric's a great coach, I'll say that. But yeah. He could be tough, but that's what makes a great coach,
exactly.
too.
Is that's what makes you a great show.
You agree with that?
Yeah.
So you like the way he trains and coaches you?
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
Awesome. So now I wanted to start to kind of talk about getting into fighting and competition. We kind of touched upon it, but were you pushed into that fight, that first one at all?
Yeah, the first one, like, I was totally pushed into it. Yeah, like
they needed a guy or something.
I was just totally pushed into it. They saw that I could do it, and like they thought I could do really well. So then I came out there and I performed. I won, and it just went on from there. And then I just kind of went fight to fight basis.
That's a good way to do it. That's the way I live my life. Yeah, you know, I don't think what am I going to do next? But I just day to day, whatever happens, happens, right? So. That's good, man. So we touched upon a little bit, like, training with Cedric, but just kind of describe your relationship with your teammates here and Cedric and all your coaches.
With my teammates, we're pretty close, for sure. Like, we're always pushing each other, especially for going on runs, so you can come back faster when we're sparring. Who can get the nicest shot, I guess. And with coaches, good relationship there. Obviously, there's going to be some tension sometimes when training gets rough, especially come around provincial time. Like, it's going to be lots of tension and tough, but we all mean well, and you know, we are trying to get the same place.
Yeah, like I said, he could be tough, but it's because he knows
what's best.
Yeah, and he wants what's best for you.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah.
So we kind of touched upon this a little bit too. You said, like, you know, the feeling of being in the ring is just impeccable.
Yeah.
Did you kind of grow to be more comfortable, or what?
For sure. That's something, like, I've always told would come with more experience, and it definitely has. Because before, I used to get real nervous. Sometimes I even get sick. But now it's kind of like an everyday thing. Like, I feel comfortable. I look smoother in there. I'm not so tense. And it's something that grows over time and experience, and it helps. It's a big thing in boxing, for sure.
Oh, 100%. Because, like I said, it's individual thing too, right? So can kind of get that mental aspect to it, and nerves kick in.
Yeah, and you don't have anybody to rely on either. Like,
there's no backup.
Your coach is there to train you, but once you're in that ring,
it's all you.
Yeah, it's all you. There's nothing he can do besides tell you what to do. But if you're not going to listen, or if you're not mentally prepared, that's all you.
Sometimes it's hard to listen. It's not that you're blocking it out, but it's just. Sometimes you want to do what they're saying, but you just can't or something, you know?
For sure.
That's what I always say with, you know, jiu-jitsu and stuff. But correct me if I'm wrong, you guys, quite the credentials, 3-time Canadian champion. And this is your first time in the provincials?
The first time in the senior level provincials,
senior level, okay.
So 18 and older.
And that's another thing I wanted to ask, because I was looking up on Boxing Ontario and the different levels of competition, like elite, junior A, junior B kind of thing. Where are you placed in
this? I was, last year when I won my last title, I was currently a youth, but since I've turned 18, I'm currently in the elite level division, which is anyone 18 to 30.
So it's not necessarily just skill, it's age. And
there's like open, which is 10 fights and higher. Anybody from that age is 10 fights and higher. But they also have elite novice, which is 10 fights and lower. Okay. So anyone under that division.
That's the, because it was just kind of listed on there where you can just register, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, I wonder where they're placing themselves. So that's just one thing I wanted to touch upon.
For sure, yeah.
And going back a little bit, I almost forgot. What's your record at right now? Because you're talking about your first fight, and obviously there's been some ups and downs, but just tell people pretty much what you've been up to in your boxing career, like how many fights you've had and where you've been fighting.
I've had 92 fights.
Holy moly, come on.
Yeah. I can't tell you the win and loss percentage. It's been
and the amateurs, they don't always record, right? So
it's more what tournaments you what have you accomplished in that, because the club show doesn't mean so much.
Awesome. So I'm sure this is going to be a big step up for you, but are you feeling like you're ready for it in this level of competition and the stage? Are you feel you're ready or what?
Yeah, 100%. We've gotten a lot different training coming in, especially fighting men. We put in some more strength and conditioning to get that to get stronger, since we're fighting men and women for Dinesh. And Mahari's done a great job helping us out with new workouts and strength and conditioning, so like we're physically ready for the competition.
All right, that's one thing I was going to ask actually too, is like in regards to your training, is it you stepping it up a little bit, maybe the intensity, different things, or are you just kind of sticking to what you know? But like you said, Mahari's kind of bringing in some new... He's your personal trainer, yeah. Right? So he's probably bringing in new regimens for you in that sense, right?
Yeah, no, originally, like, we were doing our regular workouts, and then after our boxing workout, we go on and to complete another strength and conditioning workout, and then run, and then continuing on to another workout. We're just stepping up completely, because this isn't going to be, like, anything we've, like, done before. As fighting someone our own age, we're fighting, like, people older... Mm-hmm. Might been in boxing longer than us, yep. So
that's going to be the transition, right?
Yeah, there's going to be a big transition, but that's why we're training so hard, so like we can make it a little bit smoother than the another fighter who's trying.
I mean, you guys got the probably the best coaches in boxing in Windsor,
yeah,
so
for sure.
I think you guys are on the right track, and yeah. So just to kind of wrap it up, do you see boxing in your life long term? Like, do you think you want to go? Possibly pro as a goal, Olympics, or you just kind of, like I said, living life day to day, and just kind of there's like some goals that it's like that's where I want to be, just maybe not focusing on how you get there, yeah, kind of thing. But is that
no, boxing is definitely a long-term goal for me. I would like to go to Olympics, working as hard as I can, doing the stepping stones, and first stepping stone I need to do is win senior provincials. Yeah. My first year. And then eventually I'd like to go pro, eventually. Mm-hmm. But I'd like to be on the national team some more as a senior, travel the world with the team, get on the Olympic team.
So you want to do the right steps to get there.
Yeah, I want to get the right steps. I don't want to just jump to pro. I want to work my way around amateur.
That's a good mentality to have. As you're level-headed, you don't want to just, I want to be in the UFC tomorrow,
yeah,
kind of thing.
For sure.
And that's one thing I almost forgot. I talk to a lot of athletes, different sports, so... I always ask, like, you know, what's a transition like coming from amateur to pro or wherever it might be, you know, like OHL to NHL, and they always say the same thing. It's just, it's the same, but it's just with the adults, with the big boys, you know, like you're saying,
exactly.
Like, now we're fighting men, we're fighting women, and that might just be it, but it seems like you're already kind of got that in your mind. You're not going to get there and be like, oh my God, what's going on here? But yeah, maybe even coaching as an option in the future, rather it be maybe not full time, but kind of just giving back, and what do you think of that? Might be an option for you.
Yeah, I've already got my level one coaching certificate because it's good to have. I'm already like when I can help people, I always like go and try to. So.
Awesome, man. That's great, and that's what it's all about. So thank you for joining me. So I want to do the kind of same thing we did with Hunter, like I said, talk about your background. How did you get into boxing? Like, why did you start coming here, or anything draw you towards it, or you're kind of thrown into it?
I played lacrosse.
Oh yeah, okay, cool.
And I just liked rougher
lacrosse,
fights
a tough sport,
and stuff,
buddy.
Yeah,
that's a really, and that's, it's good to have for lacrosse. Yeah. Hey, so where were you playing lacrosse? Were you playing
just like house league wins, house league, yeah. I play travel hockey too.
Okay, wicked, man. So you've got some athletic credentials a little bit.
Yeah.
Myself too, I played hockey, I played lacrosse growing up, and then and I eventually ended up training at Central Combat, where Cedric also is. So that was the mentality, is like I just want to get a little rough and tough for lacrosse to figure out,
play
try some boxing.
Yeah.
How did you end up coming here? Was someone recommended, or
my dad kind of knew a guy, Cooner.
Okay.
That came here, so he knew it was a good gym.
Cool. They have some really good coaches here, man.
Yeah.
Some right people. So like I said, we touched upon some other sports. And did you train anywhere else, or did you just...
No, I came straight here and I've been here.
How long have you been here?
Maybe 2 years.
Yeah? How old are you?
15.
So you've been training since you're...
13, actually.
13,
yeah.
Nice, man. That's some...
I just got my first fight last provincials.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is that the only fight you had, or what?
No, I have 10 fights now.
Awesome. You enjoying it, or what?
Yeah,
how do you feel
like
in the
it.
Ring? You like being in the ring and being in front of the people? You feel nervous at all, or what?
Not really.
No? That's
better.
Good, yeah.
It gets better.
Get better and better. Is there any point where you're like, man, I don't know if this is for me, or what? Or
No, I like it.
That's awesome, man. That's good to have. And that's one thing I was going to say, I always encourage the younger people, is if you start when you're now and don't give up, by the time you're my age, you're going to be a million times better than me, so... That's awesome, man. And I guess you're enjoying it, or did you kind of grow to enjoy it? At first, there a struggle?
Yeah. And then once you get used to it, you like it.
You had your first fight, and we're kind of like...
I won.
Yeah. And you won? Nice. Nice. So how did that come to be? Were you kind of thrown into the fight? That's what Hunter was telling me, that they needed a guy, and they're like, hey, you're going to fight. And
yeah,
that's how it came to be.
Just asked me if I wanted to fight, and I said, yeah.
Yeah, sure, why not? I mean, you're training, right?
They're not going to put you in there when they know you're not ready.
Mm-hmm. So maybe that boosts your confidence a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, yeah. Did you remember, like, kind of what was going through your head, like, walking
to
the ring that
nervous.
First time? Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know it was going to happen.
It's kind of like, oh, boy.
Once you're in
it.
There, it just
it's
goes away, though.
You don't think about those things,
yeah.
Right? You think about what it's looking at mm-hmm. you across the ring, right? So, yeah, like I said earlier, just kind of describe your relationship with your teammates and coaches. Obviously, you guys are doing, like, the fundraisers together.
Well,
is a good way to bond
yeah.
and stuff.
We see each other every day. We see each other for, like, 2 to 3 hours, so... We all get
a lot of training in it.
Yeah, then we go to tournaments and hotels together and stuff.
It's awesome.
It's like a team.
So we kind of touched upon this a little bit too, like growing to be comfortable in the ring.
Yeah.
Was there anything like that you kind of noticed, like maybe just the nerves maybe not setting in as you walked in or anything? Is there any like indication that's like, you know, I'm starting to get more comfortable? Anything like that?
Yeah, like once I went in there and got a win, I was just like, oh, like, you know.
Yeah, I can do this kind
yeah.
of thing, right? Yeah. That's always a confidence
booster.
100%.
Because the kid had like 8 fights already, you know.
And you had none?
Yeah.
There you go. That's awesome and good for you. So I'm sure this is, well, you did compete in the provincials before, right? But
yeah.
it's still a little bit of a step up. It's
yeah,
a bigger
now I'm
stage.
Open, so.
Okay, so that's the thing I wanted
now
to touch upon.
Now I can actually go to nationals.
Okay, so now can you kind of explain that? Because we've talked about it with Hunter a little bit, the different... levels of competition from like elite, junior A, junior B. What does the open class kind of entail? Like
it's more like more of boxing. When you're a novice, it's more like just a fight, like a brawl.
Yeah.
Then it gets more like
more technical,
technical
yeah.
and yeah, it's better
strategic. That's better to test yourself. Better competition, right? Instead
yeah.
of just. Like you said, if you were the guy that had 8 fights under your belt and kid had one, and you just...
Yeah.
It's no fun, and it's no testament to yourself, you know, just to blow
right.
someone out of the water. So to have some competition is good. It's good that you realize that too, right? So how's your training been moving into this fight? It's, like I said, it's a little bit different level, different class.
Yeah, last week or so we've been getting more, like, intense, getting ready for the fight, all of us.
Just kind of stepping it up a little bit, or
yeah,
is there anything new?
For Cedric brings us to the casino. He bikes right next to us, and he makes a sprint. Like, just going
just
hard.
Working on that cardio, which
yeah.
is very, very key for boxing.
Then MH yeah. comes, does extra work mm-hmm. with us.
So MH is your personal trainer, basically,
yeah.
right? He does all the workout regimens,
right.
Strength and conditioning kind of guy, yeah? Awesome. So, you've been boxing for 2 years. I mean, it might be a little bit soon. You're still young, but you think you'll be boxing for a long time? Something you want to have in your life for
yeah,
maybe long term?
I'd like it to be my job.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So you want to be pros, would you say?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You want to get paid and do what you do. Olympics, you think, might be an option for you?
Yeah, I want to.
Yeah, by the time 2020 rolls around, you'll be just making the cusp. Well, hopefully we'll see you out there. It's still really early to kind of ask this question, but... Maybe now that you've gained some skills, do you like to give back to your teammates, kind of help coach them and give them some pointers
yeah.
where they might see it? You ever see...
Like, new kids come
yeah.
in, kind of help them out.
You ever see a guy
yeah.
and think, like, that was me, you know?
Yeah, tell
so,
them how it is.
Awesome, man. And that's what it's all about, so thank you for joining me, bro.
Thank you.
Okay, welcome back to Win City Sports on CJAM 99.1 FM. If you're just tuning in, we just heard from Windsor Amateur Boxing Club's own Hunter Lee and Tuck Myers. They're both going to be competing in the Provincial Championships in about 2 weeks' time up in Toronto between December 7th and 10th at the Golden Gloves Ontario Championship. They have a fundraiser tomorrow night at the Walkerville Brewery. It's in order to raise money for Hunter and Tuck and all the other fighters that are going to be competing in this tournament. There are going to be 50-50 draws, autographed Cowboys jerseys, gift cards, and much more. The event starts at 9 p.m. and runs to 1 a.m. Sorry. You can call 226-260-5727 for more information and for tickets. They are $20 in advance and $25 at the door. It includes one complimentary drink. It is sponsored by MH100 Fitness, which is run by Mahari Hagos. We were going to interview him as well. He's MH, if you know who he is, then I don't have to tell you that. But we were talking with Hunter and Tucker there. They mentioned MH being their personal trainer / strength and conditioning coach a few times. He is kind of, like I said, just the fitness guy at Windsor Amateur Boxing Club. He runs his own programs, which I really just want to learn it more right from him, right when I talk to him. Like I said, we were going to have a conversation yesterday, but he was running one of his classes, so I didn't want to pull him away from that, and I didn't want to rush it and kind of squeeze his whole story into 10 minutes or so. So we're going to do an official sit-down interview with him one day. He's got quite the story. Came right from here in Windsor. He grew up with Tyrone Crawford, and they have a great story, and now they've turned it around and are giving back to the community. So we'll be talking all about that with him when we get time to speak with him. But now we got a little bit of news before we head out here on Wind City Sports. The Windsor Express opened their season with a 116-98 win on the road over the KW Titans in Kitchener on Saturday. Windsor built a 13-point lead after the first quarter and cruised to victory. All five Express starters finished in double figures, led by Shaquille Keith, who had a game-high 25 points. Devin White finished with 23 and 12 rebounds. Maurice Jones added 18 points and 16 assists, while Braylon Rayson finished with 15 points and Logan Stutz added 14. The home opener is this Saturday at the WSU Center versus the Halifax Hurricanes at 7 p.m. In regards to our Lancers hockey news, as mentioned before, one of our athletes of the week, Connor Haas, and Ryan Shaw each scored twice as the Lancers knocked off the number 7 ranked York Lions on the road Saturday in OUA action. The men are away this weekend in Kingston, taking on Queen's University. The number 5 ranked Lancers women's basketball team watched a double digit lead disappear in the second half, but recovered to beat the Ottawa Gigi's 49-45 on the road Saturday in OUA women's basketball action. They are also in Kingston, taking on Queens this weekend. The men's Lancers basketball team is coming off a few losses to Ottawa and Carleton University last weekend. They will also be joining the women's team along with the men's hockey team in Kingston this weekend. Now, finally, our Windsor Spitfires, as mentioned before, Gabriel Velarde is set to rejoin the Spits. Under the supervision of the LA Kings medical staff and training staff, Velarde, who is 18 years old, recently resumed skating after receiving ongoing treatment for a lingering back injury. The Kings made Velarde their first-round pick, 11th overall, at the 2017 NHL Entry Draft in Chicago back in June. GM Warren Reichel says, although Velarde is coming back to resume practicing with the Spits, he will be limited to no contact and isn't ready to get back to game action just yet. He is quoted saying, Gabe will be back with us for 2 weeks, and he'll go right back to LA. At that point, to be re-evaluated. For now, both Kings GM Rob Blake and Reichel think it's best off getting back into the swing of things here and see how far he's come along. And that's going to be it for this week on Wind City Sports. Next week, we'll be in the studio at WE Podcast talking to Windsor Lancers men's hockey team's own Nate Varis. He's the assistant captain, and we'll be having a good little conversation with him, I'm sure. We also have some pretty cool interviews lined up for the near future, including MH and his MH100 fitness program, but much more to come. So in the meantime, check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram on the WE Podcast Network and on cjam.ca. Until next week, smell you later.